Spokane Children's Theater opens a season. Everybody's opening seasons. That's what this season is about. And they're opening it with the Addams Family. We're going to get it, and appropriately enough, in the month of October. And so let's get into this. Begin with the director, Craig Hurt. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Bert.
Are you involved? I've seen you before. Are you pretty involved with Spokane Children's Theater?
Yeah, I have done quite a few shows there with my family.
And with your family. Yes. So it's a family thing. We probably had your family members in here too.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, and so it's your turn to direct, and it's your turn to direct the Addams Family. We all know kind of the cartoonish sense of the Addams Family and in various ways, but describe this particular Addams Family and how it is the musical that it is.
Well, this musical, the story behind the musical is we watch Wednesday become a young woman, and she's fallen in love, and she's bringing home her fairly average, middle-of-the-road boyfriend to meet mom and dad, who are very strange, but they don't know they're strange. So it's sort of a, you know, comedy when the worlds collide with the families meeting and trying to keep certain secrets from mom and watching that fall apart. And it's a lot of fun.
And so the major casting on this centers around the Addams Family. Is it pretty much the characters we know from other Addams Family presentations?
It is the characters we know. Although I always think it's interesting that Pugsley and Wednesday have switched places compared to the original show when Pugsley was the older of the two, and in this one Pugsley's much younger, and still probably a young man of 12 or 13.
And we're going to find out about him soon enough. And then, as you said, it centers around Wednesday. Well, actually, we're going to find out about from both of them right now. Why don't we bring them in and have them sing a song? Molly Robbins is in the role of Wednesday, and Tyson Fletcher is in the role of Pugsley. And this song is called Pulled. So this is from The Addams Family, which opens this Friday at Spokane Children's Theater. And so in a moment, we will be ready to go and make this happen. Here we go.
Oh, Pugsley, ever since I met him, I want to laugh and cry, and everything seems right and wrong at the same time. And then sometimes I just want to rip his flesh off and eat him up until there's nothing left. I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face? I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Hold.
Wow, you got some real issues.
Mother always said be kind to strangers, but she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulled in a new direction.
God!
And I think I like it.
That was good, that was good!
I think I like it.
Do it again!
I'm being pulled in a new direction.
God!
And this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I've tried, but I can't let it go. It's disgustingly true. Pull, pull, pull. Puppy dog. frogs with droopy faces, unicorns with dancing mice, sunrise in wide open spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies at picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights, Christmas Eve, sugar plums, string quartets and chia pets and afternoon banana splits, angels watching as I sleep in Liberace's greatest hits. Have got me pulled in a new direction. If they keep insisting, I'll stop resisting. Just watch me pulled in a new direction. I should stay in the dark, not obey every spark. But the boy has a bite, better far than his bark. And you bet I'll bite too. Do what's truly taboo. As I'm pulled in a new direction.
Okay, there we have it. That was Pulled in a New Direction, sung principally by Wednesday, Molly Robbins in that role as Wednesday, and then Tyson Fletcher as Pugsley. You can go ahead and take your headphones off, but let's chat about this for a minute. So, Molly, how's puberty going for Wednesday?
Well, it's pretty funny because Wednesday is an 18-year-old and I'm 23, so it's been kind of fun to play a younger person, not by much though, but it's... She's in a really bizarre position because she's very aware that she's not normal. She's not unhappy with that per se, but because she has a normal boyfriend, she wants everything to go well when his parents meet her parents. So she wants everyone to pretend they're as normal as possible, and a lot of things go wrong with that.
Which is a pretty classic old, you know, when you bring the boyfriend or girlfriend home, that they will see the weirdness of your parents. And I think we've all been through that one. And so then what about you and your relationship with your younger brother Pugsley? Is he helpful? Is he a drag? We'll let him defend himself in a minute, but you get the first shot.
Well, actually, Pugsley and Wednesday have a very unique relationship. They're very close, but again, the family's not normal, so their closeness looks like her torturing him, and he loves it. But during this process, he's not too terribly thrilled that she has someone new in her life taking all her attention. So that's where a lot of the hijinks come from, is Pugsley's almost, you know, that brotherly jealousy where he wants that attention from his sister and it's going somewhere else. So
is that about right, Tyson is Pugsley? Is that about how that's working?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And so, kind of, how do you react to that? We got a little sense of it in the song, but do you hassle your sister? How do you work out your problems this way?
I wind up trying to separate them, so everything goes wrong once, just like, okay, be gone, and then I screw something up, and then everything turns wacko.
Oh, so that, again, a little bit of true normalcy in everybody's lives. So back to Wednesday, you not only have the worry about your whole family and how they'll be perceived, but then the difficult younger brother too.
Yeah, it's a really interesting balance trying to portray Wednesday as the traditional Wednesday, who's very straight-faced and very intense, but also having a soft inside with Lucas, her boyfriend, and her reactions with Pugsley. It's been really fun.
Nice. And back to the director, Craig. So this is clearly a really great, strong central story that's going to have most of the elements of drama needs. But what are some of the other dramatic stories going on and tensions and things?
Well, there's Lucas, our boyfriend. His parents have what look like your picture perfect. They look like the picture perfect middle-aged couple who a long time ago stopped communicating with each other. And so through Pugsley's hijinks, the Lucas's mom starts communicating what she's really thinking. And that has some strange effects on their marriage. and brings them closer together. And then Fester, who is just such an odd and wonderful character, and Charles plays him so beautifully, falls in love with the moon, which is not sure, you know, he's sort of having a delusion there that the moon might love him back. And it's quite a touching piece to watch him love the moon.
Nice. Well, we'll actually we'll bring in Fester in a minute, but let's keep to Pugsley just a little longer, because you do have another song as we're, go ahead and put your headphones back on as we're you're working through all of these things. This is to the song sung by the younger brother, Pugsley. It's called What If.
What if she never tortures me anymore? How would I manage? What if she never nails my tongue to the bathroom floor? What if she walks away, leaving me a-okay, hiding each power tool? Why would she be so cruel? I could stab my arm myself, could rip my tonsils out, could set my hair aflame. I could spray my eyes with mace, but face the fact, without her, it wouldn't be the same. Wednesday we'll drink and then she'll be herself again. Lucas will leave happy so she can torture me just like she always did. Till then, I'm just a strange, odd kid.
Well, that answers a lot of questions about the relationship and how you're handling it. So stay with me just for a minute, Tyson. Is there anything about Pugsley? Is there anything about Pugsley that's true of you?
Well.
We'll pretend your dad's not in the room.
I like explosions. Does that count?
There you go. No, I'm going to project that and kind of answer for you, because it seems like you're somebody who likes to be you Tyson Fletcher, somebody who likes to be really completely involved in things, aren't you? You just like to be part of the whole thing,
yeah,
aren't you? And is that probably one of the virtues of being in Spokane Children's Theater?
Yeah, it's fun. I get to spend time with people and be part of it.
Yeah, have you done a few plays there?
Yes, I've done like probably 5-ish, maybe.
So you've grown up there.
Yeah, well, I started at Civic, and then I wound up moving over to Children's Theater, as I was like, they don't have very many kid shows.
Sure. It's good to go where the work is.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, Tyson Fletcher. Well, now let's bring in your dad as Uncle Fester, and... Yeah, so this is your dad. This is Charles Fletcher. And before you sing, let's spend just a moment talking with you. If you want to go ahead and raise the mic a little bit so that you're more comfortable there. And so what about being the weird guy in this show? How's that feel?
It's a perfect role for me. I love the character roles, and Fester's probably one I've really enjoyed the most, because he is really off the wall, and he's full of love, and hope for his family. He loves his family, which I really connect with. And there's just a lot about Fester, even in his wackiness, that I just adore. And I'm excited for this whole team to get a chance to share it. And I hope people come out and see it, because when I'm involved in a show, I like it to have a good message and say something positive to the people that are coming. And Adam's Family really does. In its wacky way, it's got some really good messages about loving your family and doing good in the world and telling the truth, which I think is really important for everybody. So
nice. And I'll mention it again later, but it opens this Friday at 7, then Saturday and Sunday at 2, and then for the following two weekends, so that it closes on the 27th. Well, let's go to your song, which is... And we were hearing earlier about you and your fixation on the moon, so I think that song, this song, is going to be just right for this.
When the daylight ends and the moon ascends, I would rather be just the moon and me. When I feel her pull, then my heart is full, and the night is softly, sweetly calling, Fester, look and seek. La 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 la. It's a dream that's coming true when the moon says I love you. Though I'm told it's wrong, when I sing my song, she accepts, she attends, she believes, she befriends. La 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 la. It's a dream that's coming true when the moon says I love you. How it can feel when love is real. La 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 la. It's a dream that's coming true when the moon says I love you. It's a dream that's coming true when the moon says I love you.
Beautifully proving what you were saying earlier about that. That was Charles Fletcher as Uncle Fester, and it's really a lovely lesson, isn't it, about the strange one being the one that is most real and most most meaningful to us in this show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a special moment in the show, and I think it really sets the tone that it's a show about love and family.
Nice.
And being cared for, which is a wonderful message.
And Adam's Family, 7 o'clock on Friday night, then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock, and Spokane Children's Theaters, 2727 North Medillia. So it's just up off that wonderful Illinois Boulevard that overlooks the whole Spokane Valley, and then one just turns north a few blocks from there for the lovely setting for Spokane Children's Theater. And I guess for the last word here from Craig Hurt, how does it involve more children in various ways in this?
Well, that was one of the challenges we had with the script, mm-hmm. was that it there was one child written to the show. And so we gave Lucas a little sister, and cousin It was not originally part of the script, but my daughter will be playing cousin It, and most of the ancestors are younger. We have a few young adults, and then we have some children in the ancestors who are the ghosts that come out, and they help Fester do some mayhem, and they're quite hilarious. And we have a very talented group of ancestors who come and sing and dance for us. So
nice solution to the problem. Good for you. Spokane Children's Theater and Adam's Family that opens this Friday. Thanks to everybody. What a lot of fun. What we're going to do.